Okay, thank you. Thank you for telling me that. I want to look for it tonight.
Amazing piece.
Okay, better than mine?
Ah, amazing.
Okay,
piece.
Let's learn. We have a guest here tonight. Everybody behave. Shalom aleichem.
My brother-in-law. Not a guest anymore?
Not a guest anymore. Okay, we're chazering. We're doing... it's Tuesday night, or whatever it is, at the base. And we're getting close to Purim. And the Thursday night, I doubt I'll be here. Thursday being Tainus Esther. Tomorrow night I will be here, Mitzvah Shem. Okay, we're chazering the Shmait, so we're doing a synopsis, and we're up to Perek Dalet. Okay, in Perek Dalet, the Shmait brings a Maharam that if according, who says this ish, that if according to the aid, she was never an Eishes Ish, so that's not called an Eidecha B'Dovish Be'erva, and the aid is Nemon. That's the Maharam, and that's what the Shmaitzah says. We're not learning inside. There's no text. And Synopsis Night has no text. Unless you want to follow along. It's fine. Perek Dalet and Shmaitzah Dot. So that's what the Maharam says. That's not called Dovish Be'erva. If the aid says, she was never an Eishes Ish. And that's why when the aid, when the guy said it was a Kiddush Tos, and I never meant to be Mekadisha, so the aid Echad is saying, she wasn't ever an Eishes Ish, and that's not called being made in a Dovish Be'erva. Certainly it's not called going against the Chazaka, because he's saying there was never a Chazaka. But it's not even called being made in a Dovish Be'erva, because he's saying there was never a Dovish Be'erva. The Shmaitzah has Sakasha from the Dorim, because it's Mavur and the Sugin Yevamis that is called against the Chazaka, because he says Biyado Lishol, you have to come on to Biyado, that it's Biyado to be Shoyal on the Neder. And Lechora Neder is, if you say he was Shoyal on the Neder, Shayla is Oike the Neder Lamafreya. So Lechora, the eight sayings, there was Shayla and the Neder, is the equivalent of an eight saying that there was never a Neder, because Lamafreya. He's smiling already because he knows what's coming next. So the Shmaitzer answers the difference that we all know and love, except for you. And that is that even though the Neder is Nekar L'Mafreya, but at one point in time it existed. There was a Cheskas Neder, a Cheskas Isser, a Neder. And the eight saying there's not, so he's going against that. But when you say there was never ever a Kiddushin, so there was Taka never ever a Kiddushin. So, which should give one pause to think about the meaning of L'Mafreya, but we don't want to go into that now, and that gets us into Einstein and time and the nature of time and
Tosfos that we did way
the Tosfos that we did, and when we learned Nara Marasa, that we discussed that, so we don't want to do that again. But it has to do with the nature of time. Because the word L'Mafreya is thrown around, as may have means retroactively, and what the Shmaitzer clearly is saying is that retroactive does not go back in time and remove something as if it never was. Although the Chalois of the Hatoras and Dorim is that it's as if it never was. But it was before it never was, like the guy that voted for the Iraq war before he voted not for it, right? That's a famous Klutzy senator said, I voted for it before I voted against it, or I voted against it before I voted for it. So there was a Neder before there wasn't a Neder. So that's what the Shmaitzer's Chilek is. Mashenka, when you say she was never an Eishes Ish, so you're saying, like, you're making a mistake. She was never an Eishes Ish. Okay. The Shmaitzer then goes on to say that by Momon, when you have Biyodo, by Momon, the Eirechot is Nemon, not because of Migu, only because of Migu. But Lechora, and not only because of Migu. But you need to weigh them. Dovidovim mi Momon. Momon needs to weigh them. It needs to weigh them intrinsically. And therefore, Biyodo helps only because of Migu. So then he says, but the Gemara, again, the Sugya Yevamos talks about Biyodo Lefdoso, and giving him an Amonis because Biyodo Lefdoso, and the Russian Gittin says, but why should he, as a Migu, it wouldn't be a good Migu, because Otu B'Shiftoni Yaskin, and why should he spend his money to be poed as someone else's Hektish? So how come this Biyodo, so why Biyodo helps by Hektish? So by which lechora is mormon, and he brings, that's what he discusses in the parak. To what degree is, if something is hekdesh or not, an issue of mormon, since it's mormon hekdesh, and to what degree it's an inyan of iser, since we're saying it's kadosh and it's osir. So that's what he discusses in the parak. He wants to be mechadesh. In fact, he is mechadesh. That's how I know he wants to. He's mechadesh. That if you, very interesting perspective. When you're being meyid that something has left Rishus Hekdesh to go to Rishus Hedyot, then it would only be Isser. But to say it went from Rishus Hedyot to Rishus Hekdesh, then you would treat it as Mamon. Not so clear why, but that's what he says. And he brings a raya from Bechor. We have an Eidechot being Nemon, and it also has two tracks, because it's the moment of the Kohen, and you're also dealing with the Isser of the Kedushas Bechor. It's a carbon automatically. And he just talks about that. We're not going through the whole Shakla Vitaria, every pilpul that he has. He talks about if you're Nemon to say you sold it to a Goy, so that there's no Kedushas Bechorah. He talks about if it's a stira to koma shefachas yerodim shalohu, are you going against that chazaka if you say you sold it to a goy? He says no. He has an interesting svara, because it's either the goys or the koyans. It ain't yours, so there's no chazaka koma shefachas yerodim shalohu anyway, and therefore he's nemun. That basically is Perek Dalet, these discussions. Perek He is a new inyan. Perek He starts off a fresh discussion. Again, with you are opinionated about the Ramah. Okay. We start with a Ramah. I'm really, I also have to ask you, Mechila, I am, you know the story of Nochem Ish Gamzu, so I'm about to pass out. I have to go get a drink.
You can get a photo.
Thank you, but no. I did it myself, thank
you. You're going to pass out.
I'm about to pass out. I'm explaining why I'm interrupting the show to
get
a
water.
Because I'm capable of getting it myself.
Water. Who drinks water?
Still got a wedding invitation.
What should I do? You know, my wife is on my back.
It's invisible.
The RSVP is from March 6th, so somebody's going to get it.
You saw Nachum Klugman's article?
No.
I came across his article today, and he wrote an amazing article about the elections. I never saw an article that was so... He presented both sides in a way that was just amazing, and you didn't know until the end of the article which way he was going with it. Each side, and like you kept on saying, he presented both sides, and until the end when he finally comes out with that he's going with the book, and why? But he presented the side
who wrote the article,
Nachum Klugman, and he wrote.
He managed to create the illusion that he was
he really liked it.
He created the illusion that he met with
Eli Cohen. He wanted to really understand his position. It was very interesting because he came out with he really gave a very interesting explanation into the whole idea of Das Torah, following Das Torah, that anyone could appreciate. It was very, very, like, a lot of people have a problem with this concept about what he received, he's following a rabbi. It was a very, very well written, it was very impressive. I called him up, I said, I never saw, I have to tell you, I should tell him. He said people called him to tell him that they changed their mind, that they're voting on Booker because of this article.
Well, how do you always so impressed with your phone call? Because you were already probably voting for Booker.
No, he just liked that I called him. But, you know.
So we start off, oh boy, who's this, Nehemiah?
What happened when we met Eli Cohen?
Version that he wrote, he said the guy is on fire. Sure.
It's not only Bezek, it's text messages too. It's text messages too. Go both.
I just got that also a minute ago.
I met him also.
Hey, I thought I was the only Nishaka. You see the Haredim Elias?
Of course.
So the Ramah, we start off with a Ramah.
Oh, you really are tired.
The Ramah says,
Yes, sir.
The Ramos says, thank you very much. The Ramos says that if you have Bosor She'ena Manukar from Chelev, or you have the Giranoshe, right, it was not Manukar. That's called the Schazik Isur. And therefore, an Eidechad would not be Neman to say, I know that it was Manukar properly, unless it's Biyodo Lanakir. Otherwise, it's because it's called the Schazik Isur. That's the Ramah. You gotta tell, thank you very much. The Taz says, no, it's not. Because the boss is kosher, it's the chaylev that's the problem. The boss is kosher, it's the gid that's a problem. What's osur is osur and remains osur. What's mutter is mutter and remains mutter and was never osur. The problem is it's a taruvos. So that's not called a cheskas isur. That's what the Taz says. Not a cheskas isur. Everything, what's mutter was always mutter and remains mutter. What's osur was always osur and remains osur. You're just saying, I know that the taruvos became ois taruvos, and there's no more isser here. So that's not called going against the chazaka, because there's no cheskas isser when you have a taruvos. That's the Taz. The Shach says, oh yes it is. The Ramah says that Bosar, that's presumably Eino Manukar, cleaned out of its Chelev, or cleaned out of its Gid HaNoshe, you know, whatever. He says that's not called it is a Chazak Yisurah. So what? It means an Eidechad that comes along and says, I know that it was Manukar, is not Naman unless it's Biyodo, because it's against the Chazaka. That's his statement, that's the Ramah. What?
In the Tarov is Mavish, you're not arguing, right? It's only arguing
you're jumping, right. Well, no. You're jumping. That's going to unfold. That's the Ramah. The Taz says, no, it's not. The Shach says, yes, it is. Because the Shach says, Bishlama Ataruvos, we have two pieces of meat that are unconnected, they're not doubled to each other, they're just two pieces of meat, they happen to be mixed up. Then you true say your Svara, that it's not called against the Chazaka, and you would say they're also, because you don't know which was which. And there's no rove, and it's a Safek, so you can't eat it. And then an Eidechad comes along and says, this is this, and this is that. Then, I agree, that's not called going against the Chazaka, because... But that's because they're unattached. But Bosor that's not cleaned out of its chelev, or Bosor that's not cleaned out of its gid, so you're not allowed it. That's not called a taruvus kemat anymore. I mean, it is only a taruvus. He doesn't say that the meat becomes a chetz of yisura, but the meat is so permeated with chelev, and the meat is permeated.
Taruvus had a shas heter.
That's not his point. That's true, but it's not his point. It's pointed then for all intents and purposes the Bosor is Osor. Maybe because it's permeated. I said it. It's probably true, but that's not his point. It's true, you're right. I'm not arguing that you're right. He says because it's Dovek and it's connected and the Bosor is permeated. And you can't bring a raya from Maisim B'chol Yom, which the Taz brings a raya for, that we believe a person to say it was cleaned out. Because it's not so Motsui, and what's called Biyodo, and maybe you could, it's a Mitzvah David L'Gluye, or maybe you could hire someone to do it, so it's called Biyodo. The Shach then ends up saying a chilek that if Bosor was Manukar, but you don't know by whom, and you don't know if he did a decent job, that's called as no cheskas isser. That's the Shach, it's Mechadish that even though he holds Bosor, like he's saying, Bosor she'enu Manukar, is called as a cheskas isser, not like the Taz, yes, like the Ramah, but, if it's a question of, you know, Mikur was done, but you don't know if it was done properly, then it's not called Keneged HaChazaka. That's the Shach. Shmaitza asks, why is that? And by a behemoth, you see it's not so. You see, if a behemoth was Nishchata, it's still considered to be Becheskas Isser. until you know that it was shechted properly. You say it's still becheskos iser until you know it was shechted properly. So why would the shach come along and say, if you know if the sneaker was done, but you don't know if it was done properly, it's no longer considered becheskos iser? So the Shmaitza performs an amazing feat here. And he says, I'll tell you, really, al tcheskas iser, the bosar, she'eno menukar, that's not cleaned out, is not called a cheskas iser. I'm with the Taz on that one. It's not called a cheskas iser, what's mutter, what's also zusser, never the twain shall meet. And the Eidechot saying, I cleaned it out, is merely saying there's no taruvos. Oh, that's in regard to Cheskos Isser, says the Shmaitzer.
He's answering for a shot, right?
What?
He's answering for a shot.
It's not so clear if the shach could possibly mean that. He's explaining the shach's chilek. Whether the shach could mean this is questionable, because the Shmaitzer ends up saying that there is no Cheskos Isser. Okay, maybe the shach means what the Shmaitzer says. I don't know. It doesn't sound like it really. But the Shmaitzer says that, and as we learned this in Rashi Tosfos by Shechita, besides the Cheskas Isser, there's something called Cheskas She'eina Menukeres. Besides the halachic chazaka, the presumed state, the presumed status quo state, halachic state of Isser, is a certain mitziusi, like the chazaka, like Tosfos says by the animal. It's not necessarily a cheskas iser nevela or a cheskas iser eva menachai, but it's a cheskas she'ena zvucha, that it wasn't slaughtered. So here also, you could deal with a cheskas iser, and you could be dealing with a cheska with cheskas she'ena menuka. The Shmaitzer calls it a form and a type of a cheskas aguf. Very interesting perspective. So there's what Shmaitzer says. He says, when it comes to the cheskas iser, so it's not called an edechot, it's not called keneged a chazaka. It's not called keneged a chazaka. Ah, but it is called keneged the cheskas she'enu menukar. That it is against that. Because the meat does have a cheskas she'enu menukar. But for that, if you know someone came along and was menakerit, even if you don't know if he did a good job, but he certainly took it out of the cheskas she'enu menukar.
Wow.
Because someone was menakerit.
We don't know if he did.
We don't know if he did a proper job.
That was the whole problem to begin with.
Right, but it's, apparently the Shmaitzer holds it's enough to take it, it's enough to say that the
that it changed.
The matzav object of being Eino Menuker changed.
Why don't we say something about
Eino
Zvucha?
Yeah, right.
Mashenkin Eino Zvucha, the Chazaka is Eino Zvucha, not Eino Kilt. Eino Zvucha.
Not shechted well
is an avail. You can't even use the word shechted. Look how look he makes. The reality matzav of Basar She'ena Menukar, the Shmaitzer at least says, changes. It changes. Once someone was menakerit, it changed. You can't say there's a Cheskas She'ena Menukar anymore, because it changed.
Or you could say there's a Cheskas
She'ena Menukar. So that's a change. The Cheskas Aguf changed. It's like you know something happened to it. It doesn't have a Cheskas Aguf anymore. It could have a Cheskas Isser still. But there was never a Cheskas Isser. That's the Shmaitzer saying. He holds there was never a Cheskas Isser. But he's dealing with the Cheskas She'ena Zvucha. With the Cheskas Isser, you have to talk about Machzikim Misla Isser, Eber Menachai, Nevela. Then you have to get into Machzikim Misla Isser Shilas.
Cheskas She'ena Zvucha was on the whole behemoth. So the whole behemoth was usher mitam cheskas eino zvucha, but by the gid and usher, the whole piece of meat was not usher mitam eino zvucha. It's just a meat.
Okay.
The gid.
If you're happy, I'm happy.
You're not really happy.
The Shmaitzer's chilek is that eino zvucha is already even though it's a reality chazaka, you're describing the matzah of the reality, but zvucha itself is a halachic term. Mashenke menukar, he says, that's already enough to say it's menukar. You know, it changed its cheskos haguf. Let's say you say, I'll give you an example. Let's say you say a woman has a cheskos haguf that she doesn't have mumen. Once you know she has a mum, even if it's not a mum that would make a mekachtos by kiddushin, but it's already enough of a mum to ruin the cheskos haguf that she doesn't have mumen. Now, I don't know if that's true, but it's a good example. I'm showing you an example that you can ruin a cheskos haguf without crossing the line halachically. Okay, so the Shmaita says that's really brilliant. So if you, so it, and you need both dinim, says the Shmaita. Why do you need both? Because if it would be just the cheskos she'ena menukar, right? So if you know it was menukar, then it wouldn't be called the chazaka. But you still have to deal with the cheskos iser, right? But there's no cheskos iser because it's only a taruvos. Okay.
If you look at the whole piece of meat, it's biyada.
If you look at the whole piece. I'm sorry, that's not his chiluk. If you're looking at the cheskos she'ena menuk, he doesn't say biyada.
You need both them. You need it to be biyada.
You need it to be biyada because of the cheskos she'ena menukar.
On the whole piece of meat.
Yeah. Because of the cheskos she'ena menukar.
You know, the cheskos she'ena menukar, which is on the whole piece of meat,
I don't know why you insist on saying those words. Sounds. On the whole piece of meat. Shmaito agrees, I don't know, because again, you're trying to fit it into the shach, and I'm not. Shmaito agrees that when it comes to the cheskos iser, a piece of meat that's ain't a manukar does not have a cheskos iser. And you don't need biyado to say it was cleaned out. Because you're saying, there's no chazok, because you're not going against the cheskos iser. All you're saying the iser skedaddled out of here.
The
iser was taken away.
But you need biyado
because of the cheskos she'ena menukar. Right.
But for each piece of meat,
I don't know why you're saying that.
You can't change the gid to meat.
Right.
That's why you need both gid.
I don't think we're on the same page. You need both dinim because both things are true. It has a cheskos iser, and he holds like the Taz, I'm calling it like the Taz, that there's no cheskos iser here. This is called a taruvos, and there's no cheskos iser. And all the Eid is saying is that we separated the good from the bad. We got rid of the iser, and we're left with the basar that was always mutter, and it's not going to get a chazaka. But then you have the problem of Eina Manukar, right? You do have the problem of Cheskos Eina Manukar, which is a Cheskos Haguf, not a Cheskos Din. We had that throughout the whole Shem Shmaita. You have a Cheskos Din, a Halachic Chazaka, and you have a Cheskos Haguf. So he says Eina Manukar is a Cheskos Haguf. So for that you need Biyado. Or you had that crazy case where someone was menakerit and you don't know if he did a proper job. But basically, you need the din of an eidechot being neman when there's no chazaka, even if it's not biyodo. And that'll cover the cheskos iser angle, because there's no cheskos iser, so it's not called keneged a chazaka. So even if it's not biyodo, so therefore it has to do with bringing down taisus in Ovishas. If a Tosis can use Nikar Hagid as an example of an Eidechot being Nemon when it's not against the Chazaka and not the Yodo because of the Cheskos Iser, we can also use it as an example when it is Keneged a Chazaka and it is Biyodo for the Nikar to get it out of Cheskos She'ena Menukar, which is the Cheskos Haguf. You are right that the Biyodo wouldn't even be relevant for the cheskos iser, if you would need it, which we don't, because being a taruvos is not called a chazaka. It's not called a cheskos iser. But if you would need biyado, you would not be biyado, because it's not biyado to transform the basar into chelev, or the chelev into basar. Okay. Let's stop here. Tomorrow we'll do Perek Vav, Mitzvah Shem. Well, are you pumped? If we stay, maybe we're going to stay for the Shemitah year. We're going to be going through the Hetta Mechira points. You may want to stay here. You might become convinced that it's okay. Nachman, are you pumped?
To get
right out of the Shemitah? No. Shabbos morning.
Oh, very good.
Okay, you don't have to be pumped, it's okay.
Pumped in the extreme.
Was he ever in your choir?
What?
Was he ever in your choir? Was he ever in your choir? Was he ever in your choir? Chassan! Ufruf!
Ginsburg, he's asking if Ginsburg
was in your choir.
Naftali.
Younger brother.
Yaakov.
Yeah, he didn't come to practice. Because he's busy. So.
He's busy shechting chickens, what's he doing?
Left me a message.
He's a cop and he can't shech chickens anyway.
Going to the Tanum, I don't know. The younger brother.
The Tanum are coming here.
I don't know. He gave you a whole speech. I don't know.
That's good. Kasha's kitchen question?
Yeah.
Onion. Can I listen? Follow me. Okay. Okay, onion was cut with a milk knife.
Raw.
And then it was sautéed in a milk pot, which was not ben yomo.
So far, so good.
Great. Then it was put into a fleshek oven. No fleshek was in the oven at the time. Basically clean.
A piece of onion is in the oven.
It was onion and other stuff, mushrooms.
But a piece of onion.
Was cut up.
Oh, the whole onion cut up.
Onion was
like
cut,
diced, like diced cut up.
It was diced, very sauteed. Right. And put into the oven. The oven's a fleshek oven. What's the story with the oven? With the food? What is it? Okay.
Was oven a ben yomo, fleshek?
No.
So how do you want to use the onion? With parv food, milk and food, the flesh of food, you want to have the onions kosher?
Okay.
The onion is kosher.
The food could be eaten.
If the oven was not a ben yomo and was basically clean from edible flesh,
yeah.
then you could eat it.
Can it be eaten with anything?
You shouldn't eat it. You could eat it with both of them.
You could eat it with milchiks, even though it was in the fleshek oven.
If it's in the ben yomo and it was clean, then you could eat it with milchiks.
Okay. And the oven's not a problem.
The oven you should burn out. You should
just put it on the highest, or do it yourself.
Self-clean. Don't use the self-cleaning thing. The low kedai. It's not healthy for the oven to use the self-cleaning thing often.
Usually once a year, usually.
So don't use it for this.
Okay.
Just put it on the highest setting for a half hour.
Okay, and it can be used with milchiks. The food.
Yeah.
Okay. Eating together with the movies. At the same time?
Yes. Can I give you something for Rabbi Yael? He knows about it. $2,500.
Okay. This is my father's. Okay. Not my business what it's for. I'm sorry I asked.
I'm happy to tell you. It's my father's letter. I'm fronting up money that we're collecting in the state.
Do you think you're going to want matzahs this year? From my son. Machine Chabur. You took a bunch of cue. I don't care. I just tell you it's coming down the pipe. It's fine. I'm doing you a favor. You're not doing me a favor. It's okay.
You know, did your son make hands? Somebody had a couple of hands.
Not my son. And sure, not my son. This is Rabbi Stein makes very high level Chabura machine. They go down there and they literally, because my sons go with them, they literally take apart the machines and go through it with a toothbrush. And they just take the first run. And they take collar, they say it should be Lishma, like they do everything. And they take the first run, like 200 kilos.
Hello, Risha.
Do you want to ask me something?
tell you.
You stay for the Shemitah Shiur. It's going to be very interesting.
I don't think it's fair to get involved as much here.
My wife and I are coming to the wedding in years, Hashem. Do I have to? I don't have email to respond. Do I have to call the Rebbe, or is it good enough to tell the Rav?
No, you got to tell the Rebbe.
I have to call the Rebbe?
Yeah, I am menutach.
Okay.
Not only am I not shechting chickens, but I'm totally menutach in the whole house.
Okay.
Baruch Hashem, we discovered today I don't even have to go buy a suit. I have a suit already.
That's the best.
That way. Was like so thrilling news. Such thrilling news.
That's the best way.
Yeah.
About 20 minutes.